episode of Simply His. We're in for another treat. Toby and Charisse agreed last week to come back again for another round because their testimony is just so incredible. And we're kind of continuing on the conversation with them and exploring how God has used them since Charisse was healed miraculously. So in the late 90s, your health was totally collapsing.
Yeah, my heart.
When you first got diagnosed with a heart problem, and they actually put in a pacemaker, correct?
Yeah.
And then God took quite a few years, and you got a healing.
Yeah.
And last week, we left off where, fast forward 5 years, you had just finally convinced the doctors to take your pacemaker out, which they don't do.
Right. They don't. I had to convince them pretty heavily.
And you had to sign, I'm sure,
a lot of paperwork. Paperwork office, yes.
So you got your pacemaker taken out.
Got it here, if you missed it.
You asked for it.
Yeah,
they actually gave it to you.
I know, I was kind of surprised. They were like,
why do you want this? And then now we're here today, and it's been 25 years.
Yeah.
So what has happened ever since you were healed? What has God used you for in the meantime?
It's a loaded question.
We've been pretty busy.
We've been very busy.
You know, I think we were so elated coming off the heels of that healing.
Yeah.
You're just on cloud nine. So we just ran as hard as we could to give back to the ministry.
Yeah.
Every opportunity God would present, even if it was you want to help out on a weekend at a fundraiser for a youth car wash.
Right.
We were there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a Sunday school class? We were there. We helped teach missionettes. You did.
Yeah.
A Royal Rangers group. I was involved with kind of an outdoor camping type.
Dads and lads.
Yeah, from like 5 years to maybe upper teens. We were involved with that. We done a lot of ministries. We actually opened a bird hunting preserve.
Yeah.
In 2004, which was just actually right before the pacemaker was removed.
Yeah.
And it was a Christian-based bird hunting preserve because I thought, you know, we might be able to reach someone with the gospel message
that
of Jesus Christ on a neutral platform like a hunting preserve. Some of those folks may not feel comfortable to come into a church setting sometimes, you know. So we wanted to just give back in any way that we could. So we've been very heavily involved with.
Got to do a lot of missions.
Helping out with church services.
Just using your talents to spread the love of Jesus then.
Absolutely, whatever.
He's pastors for many, many, many years.
We got some of our youth in the audience.
That's how we met you.
In addition to that, she's involved here, designed this set.
Yes, she did.
The Eden set.
Yeah.
Does a lot of our administrative work.
Yeah. Joe was working on her for a lot of years.
What's
to try
funny?
And
oh my gosh, I can remember.
And work for us.
Us standing in the parking lot and you trying to convince me to come to work here. And I'm like, no, Joe, I'm retired. No. And then it's like, okay. You know, but yeah, I've had the pleasure of designing this set, our flagship show,
the Skywatch TV show.
Yeah. Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Joe's Tie. If you see Joe's
That's
Tie,
right.
That was me.
Nice. That's a lot of other unseen things you do here. Just a lot of things on the ranch, you know, dealing. I mean, all of the administrative things that you do that you're so good at.
Thanks.
You are involved in, I think, every single angle of what we do here.
Yeah, for sure. And that's been incredible. You know, that's something that, you know, you don't think about why God is doing this here, you know, for such a time as this, you know.
Yeah.
You don't think about that span of time. I always think, what are you doing? What is this for? You know, I joke that I want to learn the lesson once. I hated tests in school. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take the test again. Teach me this first time so that I can pass this test so I'm not going around that mountain and back around the mountain and we're going back around the mountain, you know, so.
So what was life like right after you had the pacemaker taken out?
100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that before it was taken out, after I was healed, you know, I loved roller coasters.
Mm-hmm.
And as sick as I was, we couldn't take our kids to do things or, you know, really go on a trip. So we actually went to Six Flags the weekend that I got healed, and I drug him at a high rate of speed from every single ride that had a cardiac warning. I'm on it.
Oh,
really? Let's do this. Let's
challenge see. Accepted.
That's cute. That's cute, pumpkin. Crank her up, you know. So he's holding my handbag, and I remember one of them, I can't remember how old our son was at the time. I think it was that Mr. Freeze thing that it goes all the way up to the top of this pinnacle, and then you come back down, and he's screaming and crying, and I don't want to go. And you're doing it. You're going. And we rode it, you know. But and then he loved it, of course.
Did you ever have another episode? You were talking about your finger swelling up and getting black, and then the
not
toe.
Not one.
So once
they
that it was the pacemaker.
It was the
and
pacemaker.
And once it came out, that was over.
Nothing.
Absolutely.
So Toby, how did it affect you once you saw Charisse riding all these rides, and you know you were told she was probably not going to make it?
I was elated. I got my wife back. I actually proposed to her in the hospital.
Oh, that's so cute.
When she was sick, when we had the death sentence over her from the doctor's staff, I was believing she's going to live and not die. Mm-hmm. And I rushed into a restroom right after the nurse pulled us out of your room, and you didn't know what she was telling us about. She had such a short time to live. I ran into the bathroom, and I played God, Let's Make a Deal. I said, God, if you'll give me my wife back, my best friend, I'll give you my life. So I'll never forget that day. I was calling her my wife before we were married. I mean, that's just our hearts were already interwoven through all of this. But I wanted to make it official. So I actually proposed to her while she was in the hospital on the bed.
Wow.
So we got to get married that following October 24th.
We did.
So, yeah, made it official.
We did.
Showed everybody the paperwork.
Put it on paper.
Yeah.
You finally put
so
it on paper.
So I was elated. I was elated, you know. And ever since then, I've never been able to keep up with her yet.
That's pretty true.
I can believe that. Can we jump back just a smidge? I remember earlier in one of the breaks, we were talking about the finances.
Yeah.
And the miracle that happened there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because that's a lot of money, heart surgery and all of it.
Exactly. I didn't know the bottom line number. But I knew it was way out of our reach financially as a young 20-something with three kids and just getting started in heart surgery and all the stuff. We had no insurance, so we knew we had no help other than God, right? So after the pacemaker was put in and after your healing, God came through with his promise, right? And I started feeling that burden of kind of guilt, like I've dropped the ball. I've not been sending payments, even though we were not receiving any bill or doctor bills. I knew we owed them something astronomical. So like I put it off as long as I could. And about 2 years later, it was still eating on me.
Yeah.
So I called them and I confessed and I said, this is who I am. This is what we had done. You guys helped us tremendously. The medical staff helped us through that period, waiting on God's help. They kept her alive.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys done your part. You know, God done his part. He came in and healed her. I need to do my part.
Right.
We owe you something.
Yeah.
We need to make you payments. Right. We'll do the best we can. If it's $5, $10, $20 here, there, whatever, we owe you. We need to pay you. And they searched.
So you had never received a bill.
Never
you
received
took the
a
initiative
bill.
To call them because you had not received a bill.
Yeah. Okay. I had no bill and I knew we owed them something.
a lot.
I was feeling bad that we weren't making payments, and I said, I need to man up. I need to do what we can do. Not that we could pay them off or anything, but I could make some payments. I could do something. So I just had them search, and they said, now who are you? This is the medical staff. You know, 2 years after they put the pacemaker in, they're like, who are you? So I had to tell them. We still had all of our stacks of medical forms
the
and
paper
papers.
Records. It wasn't electronic
numbers and everything to find you.
They said, who was your doctor? They wanted to search from the cardiologist side of it. They could not find Charisse
not a trace of any
in
of
their
it?
System anywhere. It's like that whole heart surgery procedure didn't even exist.
Right.
And they said, well, we're sorry. We have no record of you being here, and you don't owe anything. And I just bawled. I just broke down, and once again, God proved.
Amen.
When he does something, he does it
thoroughly.
Not just the things that we're asking for sometimes. He's so much farther ahead, taking care of things and lining things out that we have no idea
about. This whole heart surgery, you've got to have hundreds or whatever different people involved. Oh, yeah. Your anesthesiologist,
radiology,
pharmacy, all of
all
those.
The things.
And not one bill race. Came through.
No, exactly.
No one knew who you
Nobody.
Were.
Nobody. And to the that point not, that even when they yeah. took it out, they could not, now where did you have this inserted? You know, because they're trying to go back through your medical records and validate when this device was implanted, where was it implanted, who put it in. And I'm, you know, back before electronic medical charting, you know, I've got a folder with every single paper. It was put in here.
Yeah.
And they're like,
But does the pacemaker have any ID on it?
It does.
And they could not find that?
Nothing.
I don't know if they even ran that or not. Absolutely nuts. They might have. I don't know.
Yeah,
isn't that a miracle, guys?
That's
incredible.
It was unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Very humbling.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he came through in more ways than one.
He's absolutely. Like, I ain't letting you take care of nothing. You're not going to have any room for pride. You didn't do any of this, young man.
Yeah. Nice.
God handled it all.
Yeah.
So now that you're on this side of everything, do you have anything that you could share as to why maybe God allowed you to go through all that? What did you pull out of all that?
Man, I probably just, you know, deepening my faith and deepening, you know, the urgency. I remember right before the first surgery, we were standing on the back porch. In my head, I'm thinking, who's going to be there for my daughters when they get married? Who's going to, you know, all these things go through your mind, you know? And then at some point, I remembered, you just take a minute to breathe and you just notice how green trees are.
Yeah.
And you just soak in the moments that the pace of this life can speed bump right past so fast that you have to learn to be intentional with drinking in your time. That's why my grandbabies, I'm a little eat up. Now, they're more eat up with their paw, but truth be told, man, when I'm with her, that's my tiny time. You know, I have a little subscription that we get a Bible box and we do a Bible story and it has crafts that come with it, kind of like you did in VBS, you know, back in the day. And man, that time is just making sure that those seeds are planted, that they know where their hope is going to come from, because their life is going to get chaotic at some point. And they need to have a Savior and they need to have a hope and somebody that they can go to when the world fails them, because the world will fail them.
We do have to take a really quick break. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
The Bible makes it very clear in James and Matthew that God wants us to care for the least of these, the orphans, the neglected children who have, for any number of reasons, found themselves alone without the family they were born into. God says that by taking care of these children, whom He holds so dear, we're actually caring for God Himself. The sad truth is that in many cases, the loss is only part of the problem. They've had to live through unspeakable trauma, neglect, abuse, and abandonment, situations most of us could not even fathom. Every year, Skywatch TV, Simply His Coffee Shop, and Defender Publishing partner with you, our viewers, to help support and work alongside ministries like ForTheChildren.org, Royal Family Kids Camps, and TeenReach.org to make a real difference in the lives of these children through the work done at Whispering Ponies Ranch, underwritten by the nonprofit Skywatch TV Ministry. This year, for your donation of $35 plus shipping and handling, you can take part in the Whispering Ponies Ranch special offer. Included in this amazing offer is a copy of Nita Horn, the founder of Whispering Ponies Ranch, book No Fences, It Started with a Plastic Pony. This sometimes heartbreaking, exquisitely told, and often hilarious memoir is the inspiring true story of a poor little girl's dream of horses and where that love would eventually lead. Nita Horn's journey through triumph, loss, survival, sacrifice, devotion, acceptance, forgiveness, and finally, success in Christ will stir your heart and offer you hope in the many seasons of life we all stand to face. But that's not all. You'll also receive the copy of the emotional DVD, Camp, which was inspired by the real-life testimonies and stories of the campers who have been through the Royal Family Kids Camps over the years. You'll learn about these unique and special summer camps designed to help draw children out of their dark pasts and into a bright future. Camp will inspire you and others to find hope in the midst of the most difficult circumstances that life can offer. And as a special bonus, you'll receive your very own Whispering Ponies Ranch keychain and mug. This is our way of saying thank you for partnering with us to do all that we can to help the least of these. Get your copy of the Whispering Ponies Ranch special offer for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling, and or join us as a pony or VIP sponsor. Available now through Skywatch TV and the Simply His Coffee Shop at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Hope in somebody that they can go to when the world fails them, because the world will fail them.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so probably that's a big deal.
Yeah,
big deal for me.
What words could you share to people who may be going through some of the stuff that you have gone through?
You know, the thing that I had to come to the realization of is, you know, the word tells me that I am going to be healed. And whether that meant for me that it was on this side of Jordan or when I crossed over, I am going to be healed, irregardless. And I just had to lean into the sovereignty of my Savior, and that irregardless of if it's now or then, that He's going to take care of things. It's going to be taken care of. My family would have been taken care of. He completes things.
One thing I'll say, you know, the scripture, by His stripes we are healed. You know, a lot of people will claim that in the physical realm, and that's very understandable, especially when you're sick and, you know, there's a desperation that comes with that moment. You're grasping for every kind of hope and every kind of promise.
Exactly.
You know, but that scripture is referring to spiritual healing. It's talking about the fact, what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's talking about God is arranged, and He sees the whole big picture. He sees so much more than this lifetime and our final day on this earth. He's looking way past that into eternity.
That's absolutely right.
And He has arranged for a good future for us.
Amen.
Yeah.
And where we see all the fruition of that, it's different for every single person.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But
yes,
we all know that we have this end destination of spiritual healing that Jesus has absolutely provided for every single person that will accept it.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
Death, hell, and the grave. You know,
he
just coming
all up. Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And He could overcome this for me. Or maybe it won't. Maybe that wasn't the purpose, you know? But you just, I just had to lean into that. And, you know, at the same time, the dichotomy of that is one of my Titus 2s, Miss Char Rabinart, she's gone to be with the Lord. She's dancing. She went through years of cancer. It just, it was so hard for me to watch her go through that and then be okay and then go back into it. And why are you not healing her?
Yeah.
Why did you pick me? There's, you know, almost
that guilt.
There's guilt. Yeah, there's guilt that comes with that for sure.
Survivor's guilt.
You know, yeah, exactly. But her purpose, you know, looking back, there are so many people that have come out of, you know, the oncology ward that she witnessed to them. She was so full of graceful, just joy.
Yeah.
And the cancer was her purpose.
Yeah.
Which is like, what do you mean the cancer is your purpose?
Right.
You know, or you hear of people that are in wheelchairs that they can't walk, or, but they don't curse the chair.
Right.
The chair is their purpose. They, you know, have grace.
Reach a multitude of people we could never have a conversation with.
Because oh my gosh.
They're on the same journey with them, whether it's cancer journey or
whatever.
Whatever devastation might come on our life, God gives us an audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like our pastor, Bruce, can have a pretty good conversation with a bunch of Harley riders.
Yeah.
And they'd laugh me out of the room. I couldn't really speak their language.
Right.
But no matter where you are or what you're going through, there's people that need to hear your story.
Yeah. Encouragement.
And what I learned is don't give up. When everything in you says quit, God never quits on us.
That's right.
Right.
God never quits.
That's right.
Absolutely.
God never quits. So don't quit. Enemy would try to talk you into quitting.
Absolutely.
He's a liar.
Real quick.
And the father of lies, don't listen to him. The truth is God loves you. There is no end to His love for you. He will help you. You can trust him. He will never fail. Yes.
That's right.
The truth is we couldn't take another breath without him.
Yeah.
None of our hearts would beat again without his help.
Yeah.
You can trust him. He's a good, good father.
Amen.
Absolutely.
You can just cast your care on him because he cares for you. He will work all the details out that we can't control.
Yeah.
It'll be fine in the end.
Yeah.
Like Allie was talking about. When we cross over Jordan, he's got an eternal mindset, an eternal plan. And what we're looking at and dealing with is very limited, very short time that we have on earth.
Yeah.
No matter healthy or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got an eternal purpose and plan. And that's what we really need to be focused on and living for. Is just give your life to him. However many days he gives us, give it back to him and let him do something good with it.
There was one other moment in your testimony that I really enjoyed listening to, and that was the running up and down inside
the Kiel Center.
And I thought for a split second, I went, well, why would God have wanted you to go there? Because you talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of that? Can you talk about that?
Man, I don't know. That's you know, it's the same God that made the platypus. You know, he does some things, you know, that it's like, you know, and whether it was for me and my obedience, because I'm slightly stubborn. Slightly. Short story. Once upon a time.
There's so much there.
This took you out of your comfort zone.
Completely. I mean, I'm the girl that this one tells me, please don't take, you know, the food scraps, like the potatoes, that you have the peelings, and throw them over the back deck in the backyard. Don't do that when I mow. I went, oh, really? So I took a 5-pound sack
of potatoes. I'm not going to tell her what to do.
Yep.
Tree until the sack rotted away like 3 years later.
Yeah. So God will do some things to get to a girl who's a little stubborn to push me to the place that I could hear.
Yeah, I love that.
Because there's apparently I couldn't hear here.
Well, and could it have been, too, that it gave your story more credibility, too, because maybe somebody else witnessed your healing? And
all
even running up and down, because that might have even been more affirmation even for you guys, because you may not have had access to stairs like that.
No, we don't anywhere. We don't anywhere in Stone County. I don't.
Not to mention everyone in that Coliseum wondering, what's that woman up there doing?
Oh, running up and down.
She must be on fire.
Commotion.
She's got something going on.
Yeah. Serious commotion.
For you.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you ever talk to him or see him again after that?
Never got to even get his name.
Really?
Oh, wow.
But he watched you run up and down. Who knows? Your story is probably out there.
He's probably telling so many
other people about the day he prayed for this lady that ran up and down in a
with her shoes off.
Oh.
Feet. Bare feet.
That
all
was
that
for
stuff.
Toby.
Yeah.
And I want to just say a quick thank you. If Ronnie Webb ever gets to see this, thank him for being
obedient.
And so sensitive to the voice of God in the moment when there's hundreds of people staring at him, and he had a whole different plan.
His sermon.
He was willing
to
put his own ideas and plan aside for a minute and just be obedient.
True.
You know, thank God for him. Thank God for the young man that was willing to come up and pray in the middle. And he had this whole group of people that he was actually focused on, not just us little two people up in the stands, but he was willing to stop.
Right. He needed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was obedient as well.
Lots of interruptions going on in
lots.
Not everything, but perfect timing.
I'm telling you. And when you look back, you know, on how that needle, that thread, you know, all the people that were involved and how the things had to align and how this had to be here. And it's looking back, that's, I mean, healing is a miracle, but man, lining that stuff up, you can't make that stuff line up like that.
Right. Oh.
So there's such a miracle in that in and of itself.
Yeah.
And the people that, you know, we've had the benefit of getting to witness to, and there is hope. He is a savior. He is your personal, real God.
Absolutely.
You know, that's
he
been
will get
huge.
Down in the
nitty gritty.
In the nitty gritty with you.
Oh, for sure.
When everyone else may be bailing out.
Deuces.
That's where he likes to show
dirty.
Up.
It's exactly right.
So kind of the crazier life gets, be expectant. He'll probably be right there if you'll just ask.
Absolutely. And I love the fact, too, that you put this in as part of your story, that you wrestled with God.
Yes.
Jacob wrestled with God.
Exactly.
That's the
truth.
Know,
you wrestled and said, why are you not doing what you said that you would do? And I think a lot of people out there, you know, you want to question, but then you feel like it messes up your Christianity, and right. It doesn't.
Right.
And there's actually a song out there, I think it's called Why God, but it basically talks about that same thing. Why did I get this diagnosis? Why did this happen? But, you know, your kids come and ask you hard questions. God's okay with your hard questions.
Amen.
You
That's
can
exactly
go
right.
and ask him your hard questions.
Yep.
Your anger is not going to bother him.
That's
he
right.
understands.
Absolutely.
The Bible is full of those kinds of things. Even Jesus himself wrestled, Father, take this cup away from me. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But he was obedient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Our Heavenly Father loves us enough that you can take your hard questions to him and say, why? What am I supposed to do? But it's kind of like you said that in your weakness, God was strong.
Oh my goodness.
And
Amen.
He brought people to encourage you at yeah. the moment that you needed it the most, Toby.
Exactly.
And that's just so cool how God does that.
It is.
It's incredible.
Amazing. And even, you know, to the point that, you know, as a wife and a mom, and, you know, we've been on fire for the Lord, and then he's angry with God. Man, I struggled with that. That was hard for me. I'm like, just get up and go to church. Just, you know, shut up and get up. Let's go. It was hard for me to understand. So I'm struggling with God. I'm dying.
Yeah.
And he's not going to church with me.
Bible says to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. There's a very mm-hmm. personal, real aspect that we all have to process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what we were both going through. And I know everyone goes through that
yeah,
at some point.
Yeah.
And that's when God becomes something very personal and very real and dear to you.
Yeah.
Not just something you're hearing someone
right.
else talk about,
right.
but you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, I am very, very happy that all of this brought you guys into our life because
yes.
we have benefited from knowing you, and so has Skywatch.
Thanks.
So for such a time as this.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's very sweet.
For sure. And we are completely out of time, but wasn't this an incredible testimony in a couple
Amen.
Of weeks?
Really
yeah.
Thank you
for joining us. God hasn't forgotten you. He sees you. Just go to him. He'll see you through it, no matter what the outcome is or what you have going on. God is there. He sees it. He's just a phone call away, so to speak.
Amen.
But he will see you through. God loves you. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and we'll see you next time in the Simply His Coffee Shop.